Greetings, everyone. This is Fred Coulter, and welcome to Church at Home. We are dedicated to restoring original Christianity for today. This is number 9 in the series, Kingdom of God. And there are some things we need to know. Now, how much history do you really know? How much of the Bible do you really know? How have things been changed from the days of Jesus Christ and the apostles and the writing of the New Testament, which, by the way, was finished and canonized by the Apostle John in 100 A.D. And I want you to know something very, very important. The Roman Catholic Church had nothing to do with the canonization of the Bible. And I want you to also know something, that it was not passed down by word of mouth for several hundred years, as the Jesus Seminar alleges. This is why Church at Home wants you to understand something very clear. We are scripturalist. That means we go by the word of God. Now, there are many faithful scholars, but they are very few compared to the ones who destroy the truth. And what most people consider Orthodox Christianity today, it has nothing to do with Christianity that Jesus started and the apostles taught. That's why we're dedicated through the Word of God to restoring original Christianity for today, because as we will see in some of the programs in the future, that the fullness of the Bible was written for our time, the time just before the end of man and Satan's rule on the earth and the return of Jesus Christ. And as I've asked many, many, many questions over and over again, how much do you believe that is really not true or really not scriptural? Have you ever wondered, where did we get the traditions of men? And we've also seen that Jesus rejected all the traditions of men. Now, one of the greatest misunderstandings is, what is the kingdom of God? And what did Jesus teach concerning it? And the fact that Jesus Christ is going to return and establish the rule of the kingdom of God on this earth. So it's not here yet, but it's coming. And Jesus is going to bring it. And we will see how he will bring it. And we will understand the reason why. But today, in this world, the majority of people are under the rule of Satan the devil, who is the god of this world. Now, you have to ask yourself a question. Whose rule am I under? Because it's awfully hard for a person to say, well, I know I'm under Satan's rule. Well, you know, there are those people who secretly worship Satan. Well, I'm not one of them. I'm a good religious person. I go to church every single Sunday. Really? Are you really a Christian? What do you believe concerning the kingdom of God? It's all been preserved in the Bible here. Now let me read you a quote that you will hear me read many, 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 many times on Church at Home, so that you can begin to understand what you have believed in your generation and what you have been taught with the altered history of religion, economics, and government is completely upside down. And what you think are wonderful pronunciations by your minister and your church and your priests and the popes and the cardinals are not true. And yet the world respects them and honors them. Now, I want you to stop and think just a minute. Look at what is happening in the United States of America today. It is so, the political system and religious system are so filled with lies. And there are so many people who have been programmed and deluded into believing these lies that the truth, when it's heard, is hardly believable. Well, that's the state of things today. Now, let me read you a quote from Dresden James. When a well-packaged web of lies has been sold gradually to the masses over generations, the truth will seem utterly preposterous, and its speaker a raving lunatic. Now, I'm sure there's some people look upon me as a raving lunatic. See? Let me just state very clearly. We have no politics to follow. We are not merchandising, nor are we after money. We're dedicated to restoring original Christianity for today and the truth of the Bible undiluted by the philosophies and religious beliefs of men that they have covered over the Bible. And so all of this has to be pulled back to find the truth. It's just like the parable of the pearl of great price, that a man bought a field, and he found there was a pearl of great price. So he bought it and dug it up. That's where we are today. And we have all of the tools necessary to understand the truth. Now, we need to understand the truth about the kingdom of God. Now, I want to show you the cover of a magazine, U.S. News and World Report. So you talk about mixing politics and religion. Here it is, The Secrets of Christianity. Now, what do you see? You see a false Jesus. You see idols. That's not of God. You're looking smack dab at false Jesus. Look at the backside. See what that is, okay? Now, what I want you to understand is this. If you believe God, now notice I didn't say believe in God. If you believe God, you will obey His voice. And where has the words of His voice been recorded, but in the Bible, Old Testament and New Testament, and the so-called apocryphal books were never intended to be a part of the Bible. They were first added by Hellenistic Judaism to the Old Testament called the Septuagint, and retained by the Roman Catholic Church when Jerome translated the Bible into Latin, and then the Roman Catholic Church had the audacity to state that Latin is the only sacred language which the Scriptures should be preserved in, and God never inspired it to be in Latin. Yet the Latin Vulgate ruled for 1,100 years. Now, let's see what the Bible says about this kind of Christianity. All right? Let's come back here to see the fullness of it in Revelation 17. You need to understand what you're looking at. You need to understand what the Bible says about it, because you can know for sure that God has nothing to do with idols or an idol church. Nothing to do with a church that calls the priest fathers when Jesus said, "You shall call no man on earth your father. For there is one Father, and that is your Father in heaven above." Now, some people may say, "Wow, those are pretty harsh words." Really? What are you going to do when the hand of correction of God comes upon this world, which now, if you look in the world, is just barely starting? And why? because the religions of this world and the so-called Orthodox Christianity have rejected God, have rejected the true Jesus, have rejected the understanding concerning the kingdom of God and the return of Jesus Christ. Did you know that in Homeland Security, that those who believe in the second coming of Jesus Christ are actually listed as potential subversive agents? So how deceived has this world been? Question. How deceived are you? How much truth do you really know? Question. How much truth are you willing to accept? Question. Are you willing to believe the truth of the Word of God? And don't use the excuse, oh, well, it was written by men, and we can't trust it. Then you don't believe in God. You don't believe God. Because God inspired holy men filled with His Spirit to write and to canonize the Bible. Well, that's why you need the Bible in its original order. Now, you can go online and you can see all about it at restoringtheoriginalbible.com. And this is a faithful version, which we have done. Because the Christianity of this world has failed mankind, has failed the ones who want to be Christians. And here's what they've done instead. And this is at the end time. This is describing the secrets of Christianity as known as Orthodox Christianity today. Now, maybe you're sincere in what you believe. Well, you can be sincerely wrong. It's not a question of sincerity. It's a question of truth versus lies. It's a question of understanding versus deception. So growing up in your generation, why do you believe what's up here in the gray matter that you have up there and think the way that you think? Except you were taught it. And you, if you have not expanded your knowledge or understanding to really search for the truth, because Jesus said, seek and you shall find, knock and it shall be open, ask and it shall be given. Have you been doing that? Now I'm going to read here in Revelation 17 about the whole world's religious system. Includes all the religions of the world, and it came out of ancient Babylon and has only been modified and changed very slightly in the thousands of years since ancient Babylon. And it was the progenitor of the religions of this world, philosophies of this world, and the economics of this world. Now notice, Revelation 17, verse 1. And one of the seven angels who had the seven vials came and spoke with me, saying to me, come here. I will show you the judgment of the great whore who sits upon many waters. That's what God thinks of this system. A whore. False teachings. Political manipulation. Notice what it's done. Whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication. Yes, they have. And what one religious organization has diplomats from every country in the world. That's only the Vatican. How dare you speak against that? Really? Have you compared the truth of the Bible with what they teach? Now, how does this fit into our series, The Kingdom of God? Very simply. They teach that when you die, your soul goes to heaven. That's the kingdom of heaven. And that the Roman Catholic Church, with its central power vested in the Pope, is the kingdom of God on earth. And he has the temporal power. Have you ever read from Fox's Book of Martyrs what the popes have said about themselves when examining their powers, that they have the power to bind and loose God on earth? That they have the power to seat and unseat emperors and send armies to war in behalf of the church. Does that sound like the Prince of Peace, huh? Jesus said, if my kingdom were of this world, which it's not, and he hasn't brought it yet, then would my servants fight? Let's read on. And those who dwell on the earth have been made drunk by the wine of her fornication. So what do you mean by that? What does the Bible mean by that? That means by the teachings that are perverted, you've been made as good as drunk. And when you're drunk, you can't see clearly, right? And when you're drunk, you can't think. Isn't that correct? And when you're in a complete obliterated state of drunkenness, you're out of it totally, correct? Yes. That's what happens because of the religions of this world. Then he carried me away in the spirit to the wilderness, and I saw a woman sitting on a scarlet beast that had 7 heads and 10 horns, full of the names of blasphemy. Does that sound like the Church of God? Supposed to be the Virgin Bride of Christ? See, what you're going to understand, what you see in the world is not of God. And there are the signs that you need to look to and understand. Jesus said, you shall know them by their fruits. Look at the fruits of all the religions of this world. They don't have the truth of God. They don't know the way to salvation. They got their own traditions. They have their own teachings. And yet we're all supposed to be so nice and wonderful and tolerant and accepting that we have to believe and accept all of those things and not speak evil of any of them. Well, that's not what the Bible teaches. And the woman was clothed in purple and scarlet and was adorned with gold and pearls and precious stones. And she had a golden cup in her hand filled with the abominations and the filthiness of her fornication. And the whole world has followed that. It says over in Revelation 18 that the kings of the earth were made rich from the abundancy of her luxuriousness. Who are the merchants of the earth? The kings of the earth. The merchants are the transnational, international corporations we have today. Yes, indeed. You are living in biblical times, being fulfilled every day, every minute, every week, every month. And we're heading closer and closer and closer to the return of Jesus Christ. But I'm here to tell you, there's a whole lot of suffering between now and then, because of the sins of men. Because even though God has caused the Bible to be published in most of the languages of the world, and there is nearly one Bible for every person in the world, yet how many truly believe and follow it? See, God has already sent written notice. But men won't believe. The rulers won't believe. The religionists won't believe. No, they have to perpetuate their mystery of lawlessness. That's what it is called in the Bible. 2 Thessalonians, the 2nd chapter, King James says, the mystery of iniquity. But the real translation is the mystery or secrets of lawlessness. Because they have the worst form of lawlessness possible. They reject the word of God and replace it with their teachings and traditions. That is the worst form of lawlessness. Verse 5, and across her forehead a name was written. That means that's the way it thinks. That's the way this system acts. It's right in the mind. And as we covered last time, who has deceived the whole world? Satan. And what is one of the most masterful things that he has done? Created a false Christianity, which the world accepts as true. Then you look at those who are really true Christians, who really want to follow the Word of God. What do they say about them? Oh, a cult! You know, isn't it interesting? Satan always inspires his stooges to label the truth like a cult or non-Christian or anti-Orthodox Christianity, when the real truth is they're the ones who are against God. They're the ones who have a cult. How can it be if you believe the Word of God, if you follow the Word of God, if you keep the Sabbath and holy days of God, that you're a cult? Did not Jesus do that? Did he not keep those? Yes, he did. And if you believe in Jesus, why don't you do what he did? Because we're to follow his example and walk in his footsteps, are we not? Yes, indeed, because he is the coming king of the kingdom of God. And all of the true Christians are those who are going to assume rule and control over the earth when he returns. But you see, all of those that God is calling now and has called all the way down through the centuries are the very few. But we have to develop the character of God and the truth of God to live our lives, to follow what God wants in preparation for the return of Christ and the resurrection, so we can take over this world and rule it in righteousness and in truth, and to bring peace and to bring understanding. The whole world is deceived. Verse 5, and across her forehead was a name written, Mystery Babylon the Great, the mother of the harlots and the abominations of the earth. Now notice what she has perpetrated. Notice what all the religions of this world do, be it Hinduism, Buddhism, Islam, Catholicism, Orthodox, and even Protestantism to some degree. Verse 6, and I saw the woman drunk with the blood of the saints. Remember the Inquisition? Oh, there's a nice little article in here about the Inquisition. Oh, but that is wallpapered over with all sorts of fatuous information that is absolutely not true. Millions were killed for keeping the Sabbath. How's that for the love of Jesus and ecumenism? All the religions have done it, haven't they? Yes, the blood of the saints, and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. And after seeing her, I wondered with great amazement, because the Apostle John, this was the last thing that he wrote in the Bible. And he knew he was looking down in prophecy through the Spirit of God in vision to the end time. And he saw the world as it was. And he was amazed. How could this be? How could such a monstrous thing take place? How could the rule of Satan, the devil, expand and control the whole world in his kingdom? That's why he was amazed. And then God told him some other things that are true. We'll get to those later on in other prophecies. First of all, I want you to download from our website here, who and what is a true Christian? What do you mean born again? What do you mean born of God? And then I want you to email immediately and get this book, Occult Holidays or God's Holy Days, which? And you will understand the deception and the drunkenness of the cup of the wine of her fornication, which had filled Christianity with occultism and Satanism, and it's accepted, oh, it's wonderful and it's good. But when you look at the heart and core of it, and you really look at the truth of it, what do you find? Lie, lie, lie. False doctrine, false teaching. Let me ask you a question. If you're a mother or father and have little kids, and I'm going to look you right in the eye and I'm going to ask you, do you think it's right that you teach your children lies when you say there is a Santa Claus when there isn't? You know, you set your children up for a fall. Do you think it's right when you tell them that the Easter Bunny has laid color-dyed, tattooed, boiled chicken eggs? And what does that have to do with Jesus Christ? Do you think it's right when you have your children go out and participate in the satanic day of Halloween? Oh, but it's fun, and they get lots of candy. Yes, and they have flu epidemics every year right after Halloween, don't they? And if you think that's from God, and if you think I'm a raving lunatic, well, I'm telling you the truth. That's why you need this book. And it will really help you understand the difference between the drunken presentation of false Christianity of this world and the truth of the Word of God. So once again, thank you for having me into your home. And please visit our website, cbcg.org. So until next time, this is Fred Coulter saying, so long, everyone. We'll be right back.